Come on.
He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out.
Hi guys, welcome to court. We are now in session. Chris, Burke, how are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good.
I'm putting my Ice Cube face on today.
Oh yes, your Ice Cube. Who are you gonna be?
Yeah, who are you?
In Law and Order? How are you Ice Cube in Law and Order?
It's fucking the other show, Criminal Mind, or whatever it was.
No, it's Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order. Law and Order is Ice Cube. He's an Ice Cube. Cube's in here.
But he's saying, like, why are you Ice Cube out of all people?
Ice Cube ain't in the Law and Order.
Yes, he is. Oh, it's Ice-T. I'm Ice-T, dog. No, it's
Ice-T. Ice-T fucking sucks. Ice-T's lame. Yeah, sure. You could be Ice-T.
That's fine. I'm Ice-T, dog.
Ice-T's lame.
I'm Ice-T, then. Ice-T was lit, dude. He was good in the show.
Good shit, Ice-T. Yeah. I'll be Ice Cube from 21 Jump Street.
All right, fine.
Vietnamese Jesus.
Fine, let's go. All
right, so Korean Jesus. Ice-T and Ice Cube. As we go on, let's hear this case. We're gonna be looking into the case where this vice principal just got fired for reading this student's a children's book because it was too inappropriate. We're gonna see a little bit of the article and then look at the actual book and some prior examples. This is pretty interesting. Let's check it out. Top of the order here.
County
is
assistant principal fired over the book he read to a class. Says he wants his job back. Toby Price was the assistant principal at Gary Road Elementary. He says he stepped in at the last minute to read to second graders during Read Across America week last week. He says he chose a book he had in his office called I Need a New Butt. You're looking at it here. He says it's funny.
Maybe like catch a hint on the title of the
but
book.
Like, first, why is it even a children's book?
It's probably not even a child. It's probably like a South Park.
Okay, if it's marketed as a children's book, let the man get his job back.
Yeah, this is the image right here. It's obviously marketed as.
It's
definitely.
I've seen that specific illustration of that kid. I've seen that before. That's fucked up.
But we're living 2022 now. You can't do fucking shit. You can't even talk about butts anymore.
Yeah, man, that's a tough break for this teacher. That's BS.
First couple pages says, I need a new butt. I need a new butt. Mine's got a crack. It can see in the mirror a crack at the back.
This is the type of teacher that will say, you know what? Let me bring a fun book to class that would make everybody laugh.
Yeah.
And he lost his job for
it.
I hate lame teachers, bro. Like, teachers that want kids to be engaged in the class has to be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. And this guy's funny.
So Ice-T says, you know, this is just, it's funny. And it's framed like that, so it should be okay.
Yeah, I wish my English teacher like let us read this and not like How to Kill a Mockingbird or something like that. Like, this would be way better.
That comes a little bit later, yeah.
Why?
Kill a Mockingbird is like freshman year of high school, and this is kindergarten.
I know, that's all I'm saying. I'd rather read this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, same I would too.
Yeah.
I would love to have like fucking homework assignments on, hey, how'd he crack his ass?
All right, so let's look at the back of this. This is the back of the book. A young boy suddenly notices a big problem. His butt has a huge crack, so he sets off to find a new one. Will he choose an armor-plated butt, a rocket butt, a robot butt? Find out in this quirky tale featuring hilarious rhymes and delightful illustrations. Children and parents will love this book. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts about
yeah,
it.
Now
he got fired, and all the parents were pissed.
Like, and dude, this is just like what type of mom, do you have to be to really get mad at this teacher? Like, are you serious? Yeah. Also, like, this is, are you kidding? Like, dude, it's like, bruh.
Bro, can we all quit, like, our jobs and just write stupid children's books? Can we see how much money this author got off this book? Because I'm looking at it. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if this is the
bestseller. And parents got mad about it.
No, but I'd be damned if this is the bestseller. Because if this is a bestseller, this guy's sitting on cash from ass crack.
Yeah. I mean.
Right, I'm looking it up right now. Let's see if it won any awards. It's an international bestseller. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The entire series.
We're writing children's books, guys. We're writing children's books.
Dude, what would be like your first tale?
I stubbed my toe. Oh no, the hoe said. I stubbed my toe. And then just something like that. Just keep rhyming
good
shit.
Starts.
Keep
good
it
start,
going. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm going to show you guys for evidence, right? So far, we've seen some of the evidence. We've seen the case being laid out. Mm. Let's look at some outside examples of what happened in the past to get an idea. These are some past books that have been banned. So the first one is Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo is a banned book in most of the United States.
What?
Why? Really?
Yeah, so it's actually because what happened was it was found out that there's a topless woman in one of the books, and all the kids in the school in the 90s were trying to find him. This is the topless woman in a beach scene.
Who's the down
kid? That's a side boob. That's like not even like the full boob. It's side.
Bro, these kids are in fucking pre-K side jerk into side boob for Where's Waldo?
Yeah, they don't, probably don't even know what that is.
That they like, know what it is. That's why they're fucking looking for it, Bert.
No, they fucking don't. The kid...
They know what it is. That's why they're looking for it.
They don't even have boobs. No one in that grade even has boobs.
Then why would it matter if her? Because that's what I'm saying. What's the difference with the guy next to her?
Maybe he's a guy and he's fat. Like, well, like,
the thing is, they know Burke. That's why they're going to look for it.
Not a woman. He has short hair. He has a mohawk.
Are those not tits?
Yeah, but I have tits too. Like, could be me.
How do you even want me to take that?
I don't know.
There's this woman as well. She's also topless. This was deemed as inappropriate because kids would find this and they would obviously show it.
Okay,
it's
that's
porn.
Inappropriate because the damn little kid's looking at it.
Yeah, that's
the peeping Tom kid.
So you're saying that crosses the line. That should Where's Waldo?
I think that this is erasing. Just clear the page. Don't get rid of the whole book. Where's Waldo was lit.
Yeah, let's show you another.
Also recreate it. Be like, where's Alfred? And just like make a new one more clean.
You just come up with ideas of how to start your own children's book.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying for him, if he's the author of Where's Waldo and it's canceled, then fucking make Where's something else. All you have to do is put a guy amongst other people. It's not that hard of an idea.
Okay. All right. Here's another one. Charlotte's Web has now been banned in the school libraries because in Kansas it was deemed religiously wrong to show animals talking.
I fucked with Charlotte's Web. I fucked with Charlotte's Web until the movie. I didn't even see the movie.
That shit made me cry. That turned me into a man.
Yep.
A straight man.
You can't ban that.
I literally cried watching.
You can't ban that.
Talking kids is seen as unreligious and against Christianity.
Talking kids?
Like talking pigs, talking animals, that kind of stuff is seen as...
Bro, everyone should read Charlotte's Web. It's a great book.
It's a damn good book. That's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
That's a shame that my kids won't be able to read Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Or Where's Waldo? They're not going to have to find that in the same library.
Like, ridiculous.
Another one is Alice in Wonderland, because supposedly all the colorful graphics encourage the use of LSD and shrooms to young children. So the school board decided to remove most of these books.
Or kids are just really, like, they are really attracted towards lots of vibrant colors and fun and Alice in Wonderland.
I don't know, dude. This is weird.
It's just a bunch of Karens that have a lot of power everywhere.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. In 1960, because of the cultural changes happening in America, parents believe the book, along with the movies, encouraged the use of drugs by showing characters who were openly using them and hallucinating. Parents argued that the trippy backgrounds would promote the use of psychedelic drugs like LSD and mushrooms.
I didn't know what that was when I first watched
Did you read Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
That literally just like blew my mind that I realized that whole book's about Alice taking drugs.
No, it is.
Oh, wait. You're right, because like in the book, she takes drugs. The entire thing is like a trip. Right?
Yeah. She goes in like the rabbit hole, and that's her like tripping balls, basically, on drugs.
I didn't even know that when I was a kid. I didn't need to know that. I didn't even know that until now. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's okay. We found that out now, and we're 20. But like, no one's going to find that out later.
Yeah.
It's because like, parents are afraid of what they know, and they don't want their kids
Don't even know what parents are lame, bro.
Yeah. Some of these parents don't even deserve to have kids, bro. It's like, why are you even going to let people have, like, why are you even putting these people on the world if you're going to fucking torture them?
Yeah.
All right, the next one is The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. California school district banned the book and claimed that it criminalized the foresting industry and would thus persuade children against logging.
It didn't even criminalize it. It just said he lost his friend because he cut too many trees down. So like, then that was The Lorax. Like, you are reading too much into it. Like, these parents are reading children's book to find something wrong with it. Like, how useless are you?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm with Chris.
Like, imagine I'm like a 48-year-old mom, right? And I'm reading The Lorax to find what the fuck is wrong with it.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm looking to cancel The Lorax in 2022.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed.
It's not parents. What it is, it's like people who are in charge of logging industries, who, you know, millionaires who like cut down trees, and they're like, oh, this book's gonna make it so kids hate people who do what I do and make money from what I do.
Ooh.
And so they tried to make
it. It's a good take, but also it's just like, really? It's a kid's book. It's by Dr. Seuss. And he's dead. Let the man's art live. Jeez.
Exactly. That's right there on his own is good.
Boom. Bars.
All right. So with these outside examples, what do you guys think about the situation with the teacher that got fired for doing I Need a New Butt? Would you say that he should be reinstated? He's in the clear here?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Reinstated with a raise.
Yes.
And a bonus for all the time he missed from being fired.
Yeah, 100%.
The court has decided the jury has come back. Ice-T and Ice Cube have both said
Not guilty.
Not guilty?
Free my mans.
Free my man, Earl.
All right, so guys, that's the decision. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys did, make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell, follow us on Spotify. What else?
What we need to do is put that damn author in jail because this man is just robbing people. How is that a bestseller? Yeah. Like, I need a new butt.
I would buy it.
My dad was like, if I at that age picked up that book, my dad would slap me in the back of the fucking head.
I had to hide Diver when we kid books, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't read. I couldn't watch SpongeBob. I couldn't read Captain Underpants.
I never read Captain Underpants.
Dude, my dad saw that shit.
Flat Stanley was goated.
Flat Stanley
was goated.
It was lit.
All right, guys, make sure to subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Woo!